Hello, beautiful people. How are you doing? Welcome back to Be You, Handcrafted by God, with yours truly, Meredith Yuen. I'm so excited to be with you today. I'm going to be talking about gifts being instant, but fruit is what pleases God. You know, in today's culture, so often giftings are glorified. And yes, we know that the Bible says that our gift is what makes room for us. You know, social media has us going viral overnight, you know, by how well we can preach, sing, or prophesy. And gifting, while it's powerful, it's not really a measure by spiritual maturity. And, you know, I was at a church the other day, and one of the guys that approached me said, you know, well, hey, how did you hear about us? And I've seen this guy on different platforms, different places. And I said, us, because the times that we had been at the church before, he had never been there. So I said to him, I said, us, what do you mean us? And I said, is this your home church? And he goes, no, well, my home church is, you know. And I thought to myself, my goodness, you know, we, as those of us that have been walking with the Lord for some time, we're not really truly discipling people. And kudos and shout outs to those that really, there are some people that I know, dear friends of mine, and people that I know from a distance that have the real deep heart for discipleship and making sure that those that are, they are pastoring and mentoring and coaching are living the life of discipline, right? Because as I said, you know, your gift can make room for you, but it's your character that can keep you in the room, right? The fruit is grown over time. Gifts are received instantly, but fruit is what pleases God, right? We all have gifts, supernatural empowerments given by the Holy Spirit for the edification of the body of Christ. And as you guys know, in doing these podcasts, my take on everything that I do and my view, rather, is built from a biblical perspective. I told somebody the other day, I might not always be right by my opinion, but I will always be right by the Bible. I live my life. The Bible has changed me. God has changed me. Jesus has saved me. And I am not the same girl I was growing up. And because I have been changed, I love to then pour out and see God change other people. I'm super passionate about seeing your life changed according to God's plan that he had already preordained before the foundations of the earth. And so to be able to provide a space, I'm coming off of a four-week masterclass that has been absolutely incredible. I told a couple of my friends, I feel like I've been on a month-long missions trip. You know, I was trained that the moment you say yes to an assignment, that, you know, you then carry that assignment in you. You carry that assignment of the people of that assignment in you. And so I have had the honor and privilege of having students in this class, and I've carried them in my heart. I've prayed for them, and my desire in taking out this month of preparation and the four Thursdays of teaching, that it not only has shifted me, but shifted them as well, and that they walk away with ongoing tools to be able to live a life disciplined in Christ, right? Being a disciple of Christ is not, it doesn't just happen because you're in a room full of people. It doesn't just happen because you are listening to a message. You really have to get in the word and know how to study it. The Bible tells us to study to show yourself approved. And fruit comes by growing in the Lord. It comes by making intentional time to dig into the word, to apply the word, living a life of obedience, right? Having gifts, they differ according to the grace that's been given to us, and we're to use them according to that, right? What are gifts? Gifts are prophecy, teaching, healing, administration, speaking in tongues, word of knowledge, discernment, right? You could be gifted, but yet still be immature. Immaturity is not bound by age, okay? There are some that have been walking with the Lord for quite some time and still live an immature life. Why? Because they don't want to be intentional on digging in and growing and learning of the Lord and being in a posture of surrender and being in the that having your heart open to allowing Holy Spirit to come in and work in your character, right? Let's talk about fruit. Let me say this, though. Gifts, God gives the gifts freely, as I said, but he doesn't force you to grow. We have to make that choice, right? When we say yes to a training, show up, right? Show up. How are we showing up? How are we showing up in our growth? How are we showing up, getting up out of comfort and into the flow of what God has for us, right? Fruit, in the Bible, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Self-control, it's a good one, man. That is something that God has been knocking on my heart about some things in my life, getting some self-control in some areas. And, you know, fruit is the evidence of the Holy Spirit's work in our character. It's how we treat people. It's our attitude. It's what comes out of us when nobody is watching, right? How many times have you seen people on platforms but haven't spent time because they're so purposeful on going after a platform that they haven't taken the time to be in God's presence, right? You see people in community, in groups, and we call them, put them in spaces of that platform, but there's no connection with Holy Spirit. And trust me when I say, I know this, that you can be in a room full of people, being used of God, be in leadership in the church, but if you are not connected and accountable to other people, you will be doing things that you should not be doing. Trust me, I'm a living witness. And the only thing that changed me was God said, keep doing what you're doing, and these specific things will be your consequences, okay? So trust me when I say I cut all that stuff off that I was doing because I didn't want my sin to be found out. So I know what I'm talking about, right? But that was an area for me too that I recognized. I was not accountable to allow somebody to come into that space to hold me at the level of what God wanted me to show up in, right? Fruit is cultivated. It's not given. It's personal. It's behind the scenes. It's not public. It's slow. It's not flashy, okay? People often want the platform, but they don't want to go through the process. Pardon me. They don't want to go through the process of healing. I say this often. I probably have said it sometime or another in a podcast that, remember back in the day, if you're young, you probably don't know about this, but when a picture was taken, the development process in order for that photo to be seen was gone through a dark room. It was gone through a dark space. And so often we want to rush out of those dark rooms and dark spaces and not allow the Spirit of the Lord to get in there and change it. But we want to be seen. We want to be glorified per se and celebrated. There's nothing wrong with being celebrated, but if you are not mature enough to handle that celebration, your ego's gonna get in there. What does the ego do? It edges God out, right? The fruit of the Spirit is going to reveal your relationship with God, right? Again, let's break down what gifts and fruit are. Gifts are given instantly. Fruit is grown over time. Gifts are seen publicly, but fruit is proven privately. Gifts are things that impress people, but fruit is what pleases God. Gifts can operate in broken vessels. Fruit requires healing and submission, right? Gifts are given for ministry. Fruit is given for maturity, shown for maturity. Gifts are a horizontal impact. The fruit is a vertical alignment. So, so true. Jesus didn't say by the fruit, by their gifts, you will know them. He said by their fruit, you will know them, right? And then it says, many will say to me in the day, Lord, Lord, we have prophesied in your name, and he'll say to us, depart from me, I never knew you. And This proves that a gifting can operate without relationship. But I am telling you, there is something about, don't get me started because that reminds me of something about the name Jesus. It is, for me, it is the sweetest name I know. For those of us that encounter the presence of God, that love connecting with the Lord, it is the sweetest space. It is the sweetest place we know, right? You know, we might get applause because of our gift, you know, but God looks deeper. He looks for a love walk. He looks for humility. He looks for obedience. He looks for our ability to bear with one another in grace. Look, well, I'm not always as patient as I should be, right? My husband is patient as patient can be. And it's a beautiful thing to be around because it teaches me more grace and patience with the others, you know. So as I close here, you know me, I'm quick to the point. I'm going to give you these things to think about, to shift your mindset, to posture your heart in, and to dig deeper. So my reflection questions for you this week are you more focused on growing your gift, or are you more focused on developing fruit? Okay. What areas of your character needs pruning right now? All of us. I don't care how much we have been with Jesus. All of us needs pruning in areas of our life. Have we allowed platforms, microphones to outgrow the personal discipline? I think about these things as I see trends or you know, rhythms in the body of Christ, right? You know, people often want to mantle somebody and put a microphone in their hand, but they're not mature. And it sets them up for bleeding. It sets them up for pain. And I like here it says, if I wrote down, if God takes away the mic, will we still have fruit, right? Our purpose is not a platform, my friend. And so I just want to encourage you in these things. I want to challenge you a little bit. Take a look at what is going on in the inside. Take a look at, are you fruitful? Are you growing in the Lord? Are you staying connected to the vine? Are you developing fruit? What does your life look like right now? And so I want to just challenge you a little bit. Focus on the area of fruit and water it. If it's patience, practice it. If it's self-control, exercise it. Let the Spirit of the Lord lead you to grow, okay? So, hey, if this blessed you, share it with a friend, someone, you know, you have in your life, someone you lead, or maybe you're a leader. Don't forget, you know, gifting is good, but fruit is godly, okay? God bless you. Until next time, stay rooted, stay real, stay growing, and I love y'all. I'll see you next time on Be You, Handcrafted by God. Remember, we're in this thing for the people, and we're in this thing together. I love you. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.